from Buttered Noodles to Bob Baffert, Hall of Famer, joins us here. It's the weirdest segue ever. Bob Anthony Stabile here on Red Brand Radio. Thanks for some time this afternoon.
Is this a food channel?
Well, Bobby, I know you know Bobby Newman, fellow California boy. Bobby Newman sends me, not that I need any help, but he takes me down a very caloric path on some afternoons here on the show.
Well, it sounded good.
Yeah, Buttered Noodles. A horse ran third at Indiana Grand just now named Buttered Noodles, and it got us off on a tangent. So we're several weeks from the Kentucky Derby, and normally, and we'll pick your brain about your Derby runners in just a few minutes. Normally, that's what we'd be focusing on when we have you on the air, but this year, Maximum Security, who you're going to run for the first time, is going to make his much-anticipated debut. We had to wait an extra week for it in the San Diego this Saturday out where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. I was trying to rack my brain, Bob, about a horse that you took over. The only one I was able to come up with was War Emblem back in 2002 when you guys bought him privately and went on to win the Kentucky Derby. But obviously this horse, something special. Talk a little bit about getting him in your barn and how he's been doing in the several months since.
Yeah, we, you know, he came in, he'd been turned out at the farm at Kentucky. So he came in, he was a little bit, you know, sunburned, you know, you could tell he'd been outside and just, but he looked very healthy. And we just got him in there. When we get a horse in, we do the usual, you know, you worm him, you float your teeth, check your teeth, do the whatever. And then you have to get them used to how, you know, every trainer feeds differently, you know. And that was the only thing. He was very finicky about the way he ate. Like, I like to cook my oats on a lot of some horses, and he will not eat that. So he has to be fed differently. But he's a kind horse, really smart, intelligent horse. So it's sort of really, you know, just to have him in the barn, you know, he's just a really smart, quiet horse, and just blessed it that, you know, that I have him.
So you've had a great relationship with Gary and Mary West for several years at this point. When everything happens on March 9th, not long after this horse won the $20 million Saudi Cup, how does it come about that you actually get him in your care?
Well, I mean, when everything went down, I got a call in the evening from Gary, and he just basically said, you know what's going on and everything, and I need a favor. You know, we've worked good friends, and could you help me out here? Could you take this horse? And would you be interested in taking him? You know, and so I said, sure, Gary, I'll do it, and just, you know, let me know. And if you change your mind, you know, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to turn him out. We're going to get him back, check him out. Turn him out, but I said, that's fine, you know, for right now. You know, he was, you know, poor Gary and Mary, what they were going through, you know, just hit him, like, it was tough, you know. So he was pretty, you know, upset and distraught about the whole thing, you know. And so so I waited, and he showed up, you know, probably 45 days later.
My friends asked me for rides to the pizza place. Your friends asked you to take possibly the best horse in the world as a favor. Obviously, you were a fan of his going before he came into the barn. Did you kind of have a point, once you got him in and you were able to get an assessment, did you kind of put together a second half plan for him off of that Saudi Cup effort?
You know what? I wanted to see what he was like. You know, get to know the horse, and you know, he trained differently. I remember his works were like he'd give them these miles and then let them work the last, you know, just weird, you know, different types, you know. Every trainer has their own style, you know, and that was his style on that horse. And, you know, so I never, you know, I didn't have any blueprint on him or didn't ask any questions. I just got the horse like, hey, I got the horse, he's naked, here, start from scratch and start working him. And, but he's done everything right. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Silver Charm, lazy, sort of lazy in the mornings, got to make sure you have to work him with company. He's, you know, he doesn't get tired. He's built like a bull. You know, he's been working really well, and I'm like everybody else. When he comes out of that gate, I'm like, man, I hope I don't get embarrassed here, you know, because he's this great horse, and he's running, the closer I get to the race, I get to leaking badly, you know. He asked me a week ago, yeah, we're ready to go, and then he gets close. I don't know, man, you know, but he needs to get away from the gate and run his race, but he's a class horse, and so I think he's fit enough for the mile in the 16th.
Between the Kentucky Derby controversy last year, everything surrounding his former trainer, as if poor Maximum Security hadn't been through enough, they had to go and postpone the race on him last week with the COVID-19 outbreak. You said you were happy, you know, more doubts as you get further away. That must have driven you a little crazy having to postpone and wait another week.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're getting close and all of a sudden the jockey gets COVID. What's going on? You know, this poor horse gets this cloud. You know, I think the cloud's following him and I, you know. So, but it was one of those things where it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, it's like when all the riders got the COVID, we would have been stuck with, I don't know what kind of a jockey calling we would have been left with, you know. So it was a good move to do it. Get everybody, you know, at least they all had it and they were all exposed to it. So at least they don't have to worry about that, the rest of the meet. But, that 1 week didn't really affect him at all. So we're fine.
So Abel Sedillo is going to ride him for the first time. And originally last week, Mike Smith was taking care of business for you out here on the East Coast at Monmouth with Authentic taking down the Haskell. They postponed the race a week, and Abel Sedillo is back aboard. Mike's riding Axeman for you in the San Diego. Was there ever a point where you thought about switching riders and maybe Mike, who has had success for you, of course, but for you and Gary and Mary West together just 3 years ago with West Coast, taking a bunch of races, including the Travers here at Saratoga. Was there any thought of maybe giving Mike the call and asking Abel to switch off to Axeman?
Well, no, because Abel had, you know, I waited for Abel to get off this other horse, and you know, I already told him he could ride him, and so I didn't want to change that. And Mike rides Axeman really well, you know. He's going to be tough. Axeman will be tough in there, and so you know, I want to give he's won two on him this year, so give him a chance, ride him back. He was back on. Get back on him. So, you know, we want to win the San Diego and Axeman, like I said, he's doing well. Can he run with a horse like Maximum Security? He's taking a step up. He's won two little allowance races there. Looked like he lost form. He went way off form on me, but now like he's coming back around. So, at the right time. So, and that's why I left Mike on him. Just give him a chance. But I give all my owners, they all get equal opportunity, you know, so he's 1-2 on, so I want to leave him on there.
Talking with Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, he has both Axeman and, of course, Maximum Security in the Grade 2 San Diego this Saturday out at Del Mar. We have a little bit more than a month until Kentucky Derby 146. That sounds weird to say after talking about the San Diego at Del Mar. The second wave of Bob Baffert runners is getting ready to attack Louisville on September 5th, led by Authentic, who won the Haskell last Saturday. You also have the two lightly raced colts, Uncle Chuck and Cezanne. Uncle Chuck coming here for the Run Happy Travers on August 8th. Talk to me a little bit about Uncle Chuck and Cezanne.
Well, Uncle Chuck, he's, you know, he's a big, tall, rangy horse, big long stride on him. Broke his maiden impressively first time out. I ran him long because if you look at his pedigree, it says 6 furlongs, you know, but he's not. He's just totally different. And I thought he'd like going further, two turns. He won first out. Still pretty green. Threw him in the Los Al Derby. You know, he was still green. Still won. Thousand Words was in there, who was really, I thought, was going to be a top horse, and he sort of went off form, mommy. But now he's coming back on form, so he's coming back around again. And so, but I thought if he's doing well, if he's working well, I'd take a shot, you know, at the Travers. You know, it's a mile and a quarter. He has speed. He's got that big long stride. Covers a lot of ground. So I think the mile and a quarter, he should be able to get it, you know, with his stride, and he doesn't seem to get tired. So, and we'll ship him up there and see what he does. And if he either does well, then maybe take a chance at the Derby, or else wait for the Preakness if it were to knock him out or something. So, you know, the Travers, it's a huge race, big race. So, it was either that or keep him here and run him against Honor AP in that little $100,000 race. And I'm just going to run those other horses in there, Cezanne and Thousand.
You did something you don't ordinarily do with Uncle Chuck. You sent him long first time. More often than not, they go short. That's just that stride you were talking about.
Yeah, the reason I did that is because I didn't want to run him short. You know, I didn't want to get him too speed. I was working him easy and slow, and I know he had a lot of speed. And plus, he was like, if he's has any little chance of making the Kentucky Derby, I need to go long first out. And it's hard to fill some of these races. And I would have run him the time before, but it was 6.5, and Cezanne was in that race. And I didn't want to run those two together, so that's why it worked out. And I'm glad I did, because it was pretty easy on him.
And Cezanne, the shared belief for him next Saturday at Del Mar?
Yes, he'll run, him and Thousand Words will run there.
All right. Bob, we really appreciate it. Thank you for, I know it was last minute and everything, but we cannot thank you enough for always being very generous with your time here on HRN. And we will, we wish you luck this weekend and, of course, in the weekends to come. Lots going on over at the Bob Baffert Barn. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me anytime.